I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The 22-year-old charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk has made his first in-person court appearance.
Court is now in session.
Tyler Robinson arrived with restraints on his wrists and ankles. His legal team and the county sheriff's office asked Judge Tony Graff to ban cameras in the courtroom. The judge said no.
The sanction for today is that this camera will be relocated away from defense table to where the bailiff is.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graff has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. Several university students who witnessed Kirk's assassination were in court. William Brown says he was about 10 feet from Kirk when he was shot and is still trying to make sense of it. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.